amithejerk1310 at gmail.com. That's where you send in those scenarios. We have some fun with that, so let's get started. My mother loves emojis and is a megaphone for all things family, constantly creating multiple group texts for every family event, sickness, births, birthdays, etc. Most of the groups consist of the same people, give or take a cousin or sibling. I've asked my mom to keep the emojis to a minimum and please stop creating new group texts for every family event. I understand technology is not her friend, but she keeps up with the emojis and additional group texts, even increasing the emojis just because she loves me. I've recently started responding with fart memes, TikToks, reels, anything involving farts to these group texts to prevent her from including me. I have received negative responses from my sister and wife regarding these replies, but as I told them, I have asked multiple times nicely to not include me on these events. I know my siblings and children's birthdays, but my mother will not respect my request. Am I the jerk for sending these responses, or is my mother a jerk for not listening to my request?
Yes, you're the jerk.
I also understand that Donovan would never call a mother a jerk, but you understand what I mean.
He's the jerk. I mean, your mom just loves you. And if she's older,
there are people who cannot stand a group text.
Then you know what you can do? You can mute it so it doesn't give you notifications, and then just delete it when they're done.
Because anybody else, yeah, you can be mad at them for the group text. You can.
It's your mom.
Yeah, it's mom. That's sort of the line of,
she loves you.
Whatever it is she's got going on, unfortunately for you, you're just going to have to acquiesce.
And if you just look down and you see the group text, you don't even have to read it or
respond.
It's
over.
Right. I'm always, yeah, you're right. It's your mom.
You can mute it.
My mom is not even thinking about engaging in group text. So I don't have this problem.
Well, my mom is.
Has she really?
She'll start a group text on you.
My mom responds to texts like she responds to phone calls. Short and sweet.
My mom will send a paragraph, like several paragraphs in a row in several different text messages in a group text. It's awesome.
That's way better than the every single sentence of what should be a paragraph text like your 15-year-old does.
Yeah,
that sucks too.
I'm like, this could have been an entire, like, this is one thought.
So, would you rather have
40
one?
Sentences and separate text messages?
Would you have one big one or
one
10
big one?
Separate ones?
I'd rather have
neither. Don't send any of that. I'm not reading that.
I'd rather
book.
Have one big one.
And I wonder if the mom is using the emojis correctly. Like, she may put out there that means something totally different that she
awesome.
Intended it to be.
Eggplant, peach.
Like, Mom, no. Please, dear God, no. Don't send that. Yeah, I'm a part of multiple group texts. And I mean multiple. But I haven't muted anyone. I just, you look down, and sometimes you may get a little frustrated about being in it. It goes a long way, but, it is what it is. We're not paying by the text anymore.
Very true or not. I only have, outside of like you guys and maybe a couple of others where it's two people in a threesome text.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I only have one that I would consider a group text, and that's my fantasy football league where there's 12 of us. But that's not even a text. It's on GroupMe. And we blow that thing up, not daily, but almost every day. There's something going on in there.
Yeah,
and it gets to the point sometimes I'm like, okay, and I mute it. They get on certain stuff.
See, I don't mute anything. I just kind of look down and I just don't pay attention. But you look down and then all of a sudden your little bubble notification thing has like 45. You go, what the hell have I missed? And you click on it and it's all the same group text that you haven't responded to. But then they are lighting it up.
Not sure I've ever seen 45, but I hear what you're saying.
I have. It's going in.
You are popular.
Man, I'm fine. I'm fine with it, though. Keep it going. So I'm going to say, I'm going to agree with my co-host and everyone here. It's your mom.
Fart blaster.
And you know what? Keep blasting the fart memes if you want to. I'm pretty sure there's someone in the group text that's enjoying those. Let's all have some fun.
Well, apparently, if your mom, your wife, and your sister are like, hey, can we not do those? And you're still doing it. It's...
Maybe they need to grow up a little bit, too. Chill out.
Who doesn't like a good fart?
Apparently women don't find it as entertaining as we do.
That's what they say. Until one is really funny.
There are fart households and non-fart households.
But it's like, come on, you know, let one go. I want to hear one from you.
Okay. I don't think anyone's ever
Why'd you say
that?
It like that? Right. Look at him like that.
I don't know if that's going to ever be presented like that at my home.
It was weirdly charged.
I'm presenting here with you in this studio. I need permission.
You do need permission. Because you're way too open about that.
George gave me permission.
No, he can't.
In this chair, and then you shut it down.
He breaks that chair in every morning for you.
I know, when I sit down, it's a little warm. I'm like, thanks, George.
Just in a shared space.
Like, I got you, buddy.
We just have to respect. At home, free reign. In a shared work environment.
George, man, is George.
Do y'all ever feel like you might fart a lot in your sleep, and then when you wake up, your room smells like fart? Does that happen, you guys?
What?
That might be the greatest question that has ever been issued on this show.
If that's not on a throw pillow somewhere, I don't know what throw pillows are.
Ticket stuff.
Something.
I feel like that's got to happen to other people.
Yeah, I think you're alone in this, man. It's just your butt.
You don't think you fart in your sleep?
Oh, I know I do, but I don't.
Have you ever woken up because you farted in your sleep and it woke you up?
I don't remember.
Yeah, that happened to me.
I think I've snored.
We figured
that I will wake myself up if I'm snoring.
Okay, so kind of the same thing, but other end. Yeah.
A butt snore.
The snores are a lot closer to your ears.
That's true.
It's a butt snore.
It's got that power, man. It reverberates.
All right. Yeah, I know. Because you're not ashamed to do it in here in this studio.
That is not. I have not done that in a long time since you got really mad that one time.
Yeah, I did get mad.
You did. And so I really try not to.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. I'm not done.
Hold it in.
I'm mad.
Hold it in. Hi, Matt and Donnie. Yesterday, as you were reminding listeners about this week's Am I the Jerk segment, I was pulling into a gas station of my choosing to fill up. This station has about 40 pumps. And as I'm driving around them, I realized all but two of them were marked as out of order. I know people run inside to grab something to drink or whatever while the gas is pumping, but in this situation, am I the jerk for feeling annoyed that the people inside were just taking up one of the pumps? Or should these people realize the situation and move their car after filling up before going inside? By the way, regarding last week, you guys and any man peeing in the shower are not jerks. It's called multitasking, and they may not admit it, but the ladies do it too. Thank you. Thanks for all you do. Love listening to the show. From one of our female P1s.
See, she understands. She gets it.
And yes, I know it feels convenient that you're just going to run in and grab something out of the gas station after you pump. But I would say if you're going to do that, pump the gas, walk in, and then come back out to save some time. But if you're done and you're finished, get in your car, pull forward, and then walk into the gas station.
Kind of
gauge. That's the only possible solution for this.
Always gauge to see how busy it is. If Because generally when I go to get gas after the show up by where I live, there's like two pumps or two people at the place and there's 18 pumps. So then if I had to go in, I don't think it's that big of a deal. But if it's busy or you realize, man, there's only one or two pumps open, you should move your car.
Yeah, I agree. I'll run this move quite a bit, but it's as soon as the gas pump starts pumping, I'm heading inside, and it's never like a bathroom break or I don't know what I need. It's not a shopping trip.
Yeah,
it's I want to go get my soda and my snack or whatever it is, and I'm out.
Although I don't like the fact that you leave your car while your gas is pumping.
I lock the door.
I feel like you should stay around.
You're probably right.
And you know my other rule is that no matter the weather, fellas. You never go sit down inside the car when you're pumping gas. Ever.
It's a violation.
It is.
Yeah, I never do. I always just wait, stand by it, even if it's really cold or whatever.
Raining, whatever. Usually it's covered, so you're fine from the rain. But if it's 2 degrees outside and you need to get gas, you stay outside. And that's what I would teach my son. And I don't have one, so.
The Donovan Independent School District.
Oh, my gosh. That will be a separate, maybe a 6 weeks. And we'll go out and practice,
yeah,
too.
Courtesy 101.
In the extreme cold weather. We're going
practice?
Out going out and pumping gas in the cold weather. You stay outside or you fail this class. It's pass or fail. Man, why don't I have this district up and running right now?
It's a very good question. We need this to happen.
We do need this to happen. I have one quick that happened to me the other day because I had to go in. Get the dog some food because you know what? Dogs have to eat. I don't know why, but they have to eat.
Am and I so the jerk?
I got to the place. I didn't know what time they closed. So I got to the place probably about 8 minutes before they closed. Because when I walked in, the guy at the front definitely let me know, we close in 8 minutes. I apologize because I didn't know what time they closed, and I don't like, and it started to get a little crowded. There were like four people that walked in after me, but it was about to close. So I gather my big bag of food and I go to a counter. There was no one up there checking out. No one. And they have three separate counters that you can go to check out. So I had no clue which one was going to eventually be the one that I have to pay. So a guy walked behind me, and when I put the bag down and the cashier finally came out, I was at one. He walked over to two.
Chose the wrong line again.
I chose the wrong line, as I will do.
No way!
But when it was like, and he looked at me, right, and said, I can help you over here. But the guy behind me went first because he was there behind me. So he could easily walk around.
Uh-oh.
And then didn't even look back and acknowledge, like, oh, man, you were there first. He just went and...
Well, that guy is the jerk.
Yeah, he is. And then the cashier tried to squash the situation and say, well, you know, he was in line first, and he looked over, and then still put his stuff down and paid for it.
Yeah.
That's a power move.
And I was like, yeah, man, you just go right ahead.
Yeah, that guy's definitely the jerk.
I don't want to confront him.
No.
Did you say anything?
I said, no, man, go right ahead. What do you want me to
Matt
say?
Would have been all over him.
I would have just said something like that.
Yeah, he would have been mumbling behind him.
I'd be like, no, it's okay. He's obviously got to get out of here. Nobody taught him how lines work.
Okay,
I get it.
Now, see, that, I don't feel like I was in that much of a rush to say that, but I did want him to feel that, man, maybe the next time I need to acknowledge the line that is in front of me.
It's not about the rush. It's about the principle.
It is the principle. And I don't know if the lesson was learned.
No, he obviously doesn't care.
He learned
that
he can do that.
That guy goes and takes...
So you think I'm just feeding into it?
Yeah.
Like, is it my responsibility to say something?
Kind of. Yes.
So we can not have that happen
again. And the cashier said something and pointed it out to the guy that he was in the wrong. You should have been like, I mean, technically, dude, I should go ahead of you.
Because cashier guy has nothing in on this. Like, you both are going to be gone in the next 5 minutes. He just wants to check you out and get you out of here.
He's trying to get the hell to the house.
He does not care. He just wants to...
As long as all you nerds out of here when it's closing time, so we can, you know,
we now
follow procedure.
Get your wet dog food and get out of here.
Yeah, and I get that the dude is definitely a jerk. I understand that. But I feel like, is that in my mind, am I allowed to say that's a teachable moment for that young man?
Yes.
So. And say something.
Yes.
At least let them
know. I'm a jerk because I didn't.
You're not a jerk for not saying anything, but you can say something. That person was in the wrong, and there's no way around that.
Like, even if you're just like, you know, technically I was up here first. And we both just have a couple of things here. It feels like the natural order should be that I get checked out first. And then when he pushes back, then there's no doubt what you're dealing with. And you're like, okay, whatever, man. If it matters that much
But
to
then
you.
I have to moonwalk back. Well, who wants to do that?
Well, that you're only going to get what you want by asking.
Okay, next I will take the Matt approach next time.
I don't know about that. Maybe somewhere in the middle.
Bitch-ass MF-er.
Okay, I'm not going to say again. That. That's just too extreme.
Excuse me,
I can't
bitch-ass
say that.
MF-er.
I don't think I would say that. Just point out you've erred.
Yeah, look at the facts.
We need teachable moments. All right.
Plus, you can even say, it's not just me. The guy checking you out is telling you that I should have gone
ahead. That's a lot of explaining to him. If I just let him go, he'll get out of here quickly, and then I can go.
Or you just go, hey, man, you see that self-checkout, and you take a whole cart up there, don't you? 10 items or less.
There's a pet store. They didn't have that.
No, I just meant anywhere. Because that guy that did that is the full cart and 10 items or less guy. Same person. Hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay. So, lesson learned. I will have a teachable moment next time this happens to me.
Okay. Yeah, you are a big kid.
And then I'll come to work with a black eye and a couple teeth missing.
Content is king. If you get beat up, that's at least a couple segments.
At least.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
that.
Lunch.
They won't fight.
I appreciate that.
Lunch with an ass beat.
All right, it's 10:13. That's Am I the Jerk? We do it every single Thursday at 9:55. Am I the Jerk? 1310@gmail.com. That's where you send in those scenarios.